Welcome to the Cobalt Podcast Series. I go by name Ola Kunle. We're back again with the usuals. I have to my left hand side.
Got the vibes like we bring it. I don't come back again. We don't be so tired.
In front of me, I have
OZ in the building. Don't play.
And I added to this podcast. He's not really talking, but he's also here. We have Jeff. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm good. You know what's up?
Nice to have you here. So yeah,
I go keep
the boys are having a banter here. So yeah, our topic for today, we're going to be starting with Ruga and Buju. I don't know if you guys should know, but you guys should know. Buju and Ruga released the song recently, and I want to ask, this is my two guys right here. What does this mean for the new generation? What does this mean for Afrobeat? Because we all know that these two guys have been having a rival problem issue between them, and it's good that they came together and brought out a project. So what do you guys think? I thought I'm going to start with you.
Papa, I just feel that for clouds, bro. I don't like you. That for clouds.
I thought about that also. I'm not going to lie.
Hoga did the industry. And now we Ruga don't come on in record label. You just have some point, like, ego, they play all these things.
Of course.
So understand as maybe you just feel like sitting down, but without my record label, it don't go easy, money-wise and promotion-wise.
Yeah.
So I think it just gets out. Buju also don't say, Buju is actually lyrically good or musically good. Only say, it solves all the... That banger, but like, you know the blue. He just
that's,
did Joker for
that's
the
true.
For,
yeah,
for a couple of years.
I agree with you. To me, Buju has not really grown.
Yeah, so I just believe, but Ruga, Buju got this IT. Ruga just come on record label. Buju just did mediocre for a career. So maybe they just convert that beef.
Yeah, exactly. Blow. Because they know people will be like.
Exactly.
Anticipating the combination.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Osiris, what do you have to say?
Me? For real, I'm not really feeling that too, so I don't really have any much opinion. But I would just say that like they wanted to catch everybody off guard because like no one is expecting
it. I believe the two of them, Ruga, yes, is fresh, is out of his record label.
Exactly.
It's fresh, so he needs that vibe, that anticipation around him. So I think it was a smart idea for the two of them to collaborate together because
exactly.
Ruga is fresh out from his record label. So and even before he left his record label, to me, last year, Ruga didn't really have a great year last year. You understand? Ashiwaju was towards the end of 2022,
yes,
right?
Yes, fuck. I think
he didn't really
I also feel that right now, Ruga ego is kind of like reducing a little bit. I know back then he was trying to level up Buju. Because Webu Banters now is not in the independent.
That's another argument. What do you mean level up Buju? I feel Buju was bigger because I'm not saying Buju was bigger, you know, there's a difference.
You get what you remember too for a talk show, but I don't need somebody to make big like make big music. I don't forget to hear about talk show. I don't need somebody to make like be the number one or something. I don't forget to hear about talk for a song, you understand? I just be like, Buju get the talent, he get everything though, but he don't blow.
He
just
don't blow on your own.
For the couple of years, because Buju don't did before Ira Star, before Creole, before Rema, Buju don't did it,
yes,
she says. You feel me? So Ruga,
that's what I'm saying
Ruga
now. Why?
Ego don't actually drop.
Yes, that's why.
He's not saying that come up for record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now you understand how it is to be
exactly.
To independent.
You understand?
And exactly. That's what Buju was trying to talk to him that time, that he was under a record label, and Buju was on his own. So
yeah,
then again,
kind of.
Ruga had like an advantage over him, but Ruga did not see it. But right now, Ruga is seeing it.
You mean Buju had an advantage over him?
No, Ruga had.
Ruga,
because of his record label.
Because of his record label. Okay, now he's seeing that his record label has
exactly.
Been influential throughout his career. Okay, I get what you see. And
right.
Also, I think, it's a smart collaboration because it's a win-win. It should be a win-win for the both of them. Because
at the end of the day, you don't tell you.
I was going to arrive there.
The hype was too much.
Yeah, because it was two of them coming together.
They would have not even posted any picture or hyped song. They just dropped it like that.
Bro, that means you're clouds. They need that
clouds.
If that you were doing record label, you just come up, bro.
So, guys,
they know really actually that because no one would have ever expected Buju and Ruga to be on the song.
Bro, you don't see Ruga fair drop music before they do this robot.
On a freestyle. You know, none of the music.
Bro, all of them are the same thing.
They wanted to make something out of it. But it just didn't work out like that.
It just be like, say, the record label that don't talk to you like. what do they call this for English? This
blacklisting.
The only people blacklisting is that royalties, exactly.
Yeah, royalties, exactly.
So if you produce any music for poster for any social media platform, let's say like streaming platform, this guy, I think they call this
the prince
will still collect the money.
So that's why he went on YouTube. For YouTube,
because he don't say YouTube that the only place, maybe that only they if they collect the money there.
Right. Directly.
And after that one, after he don't come directly, maybe money force not really, because nobody, that why Ruga Fair Drop say all of us say if they lie, nobody actually know what they're going for the industry. So that only he know what to eat the job. Maybe for the record label that 95.5.
Probably.
If they post, they post designer.
Exactly.
And
after where reality, where they don't say we are this house, so we'll buy for you that come out, or everybody knows it did like the money's not there again. Your ego go drop because you want to carry ego, where money don't do. Well, calm down, Broski. You see me.
So guys, let's read the song. Me, I'm gonna give the song.
I don't lie, that's why I give a four by ten. I
was gonna say a good five.
No, five though, bro. But that's my how you top five, say Tini or two. Because two of them are musically talented, bro. Like to produce that, just be like
to come together to produce that meat. That meat.
I could not spot. I swear, like I could not spot like a difference, like between Bujo's verse or Ruga's verse. Like there was no that noticeable.
We expected
change.
Something better from the two of them.
Yes, now.
Come on, Ruga and Bujo coming together. It has to be a banger.
I don't say to make music hard, but Broski coming for two talented people like that, bro. Like two of them be music. Music, they don't be like what we say, they use hard work, they follow up. So they get that talent.
The talent is there, musical, yeah.
And what that would bless that Romeo say if he don't die, you know.
I think the old boss was only the first day, and maybe the second day, then later on, no one was really feeling like
then
that.
Then for you, Juliet.
Buju will go to Twitter, the devil will send me, they go do challenge. They for saying everybody.
They try promote him.
See people ignore his tweets. Say he won't give 1 million to ever.
That's last at this life, no balance. At the end of the day, learn love lead. Exactly. Even if clouds, they don't have a book of clouds, but see, it could make sense for everybody just to connect it for the music industry.
For the musical industry. Yeah.
So, learn love lead.
So, guys, on that note, we put an end to this episode, this short episode.
Yes, we could have go stream the song too. Romeo
exactly.
Don't die.
We are using this
puppet. Romeo don't die.
Romeo must die.
Yes.
Yeah. I must die. Who could be Romeo?
Because Romeo and lover boy, they're not lover boys. You get it? So lover boys must die. We don't love here.
On that note, please.
The second one gonna be Juliet as reason.
We wish you a nice time, a nice week, nice day, a nice anything. Enjoy yourself and keep streaming, supporting Cobas podcast series. On that special note, bye.
Bye.